Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Grandma's Magic Box by Nadine Thomas is a collection of stories written by a grandmother and sent to her grandson as a way to keep in touch over a long distance. These stories are delightful adventure trips for young children. The stories all revolve around a box that the grandmother had given to her grandson for Christmas. Each story takes the reader to a different location with facts about that location. The ending of each story, well, it's quite a mystery. These are stories that are sure to delight any child ages 4 to 8. Nadine Thomas, the author, was born in Portland, Oregon. She moved to California at the age of 6 weeks. Being a Navy junior and a Navy wife, she has lived in 37 cities. She attended 4 different high schools and 4 different colleges, receiving a degree in chemistry and biology from the University of San Diego. Her favorite job was teaching biology. She presently lives in a house her husband built in Aiken, South Carolina, which she named Dunroman. Her grandchildren live in Indianola, Washington. And she's the author of Grandma's Magic Box. Nadine Thomas, our guest on This Week in America. Nadine, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us on the show today.
Thank you very much, Rick. It's delightful to be on the show.
This is such a great book. In fact, I was reading one review that says the best children's book out there, and certainly no argument from those who have read the book. And it's interesting in information on your website. We'll give you Nadine's website as we're talking throughout the program. You said this is basically a book that began 20 years ago. Talk about how this whole story and then concept for the book came about.
Well, it was actually more than 20 years ago.
Wow.
When my grandchildren were very small, and I was just so excited to see them, and I thought, gee, maybe I'll just make up a story to tell the two boys. And so I did. I made up a story, and I used a box in my mind that my father had given my mother when he bought it overseas, like in 1946. Something like that. And I thought what I'd do is put them in the story. And so their names are Ryan and Dylan. And so Ryan and Dylan went on all these wonderful adventures with this magic box that, of course, Ryan did not like because it didn't open when I gave it to him for a Christmas gift. But in the middle of the night, there would be wonderful, wild sounds and lights and flashing, and it woke the boys up. And that's when they went on the adventure. Anyway, yes, it was great fun to make it up. And when I came home, in order to keep up this idea, and my husband prompted me, I would write a story on email and then send it to them. And so that's how they all accumulated. And finally, my husband convinced me I should put it all in a book. And that's where Grandma's Magic Box came from.
It is such a delightful book, and the website is NadineDunroman.com. I'm going to spell that for you. Nadine is, of course, N-A-D-I-N-E, Dunroman, D-U-N-R-O-M-I-N.com. The book is available at Amazon, wherever you can find books, and you can link on directly to Nadine's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned your husband named the home Dunroman. Talk about the story behind that, because that played a very important part in your life, and it's part of the website now.
Well, actually, the name that they made up is because we've moved, it seemed like, constantly. We met in Cold Spring Harbor, New York, and then moved to Cincinnati, Ohio, and then moved again to Augusta, Georgia, and then moved to Aiken. And by the time we got in Aiken, he had retired and decided what he really wanted to do with the rest of his life is build a house. So we built the house. He became a builder. In South Carolina, to become a builder, you actually have to go to the university or the city, city college, and take a course in building, and then take a big exam, pass it, and then get your license. He did all that and started his house. And what I wanted was like maybe 2,500 square feet, Well, he would call me periodically and say that he found another floor. And then he'd say, well, I found another room. So then, yes, it is now like 8,500 square feet.
Wow.
This house. And very interesting. I can't resist telling this to the world because it just fascinated me. When I was 16 and we lived in Coronado, California, I got a job in a local drugstore as a soda jerk. Well, my husband thought that was so hysterical that he built a soda fountain in our house. He found the old original 1940 stools and found all the equipment in some antique store. And anyway, it's one of my favorite rooms to show people.
So this is not just a house.
And it was great fun for the grandchildren.
Oh, it has to be. It has to be another adventure for the grandchildren. I'm thinking 8,500 square feet. You've got an address and a zip code as well. That's huge. That is a huge. That's a huge place that you have. The website is excellent, by the way, and I'll give you the information again throughout the program. But you can go to our website and link on directly and get information, of course, on the book. The book, besides being so well written, it's beautifully illustrated. Talk about that. I love the cover of the book. It says so much. The cover of the book, and you've really done an excellent job with this. Talk about the illustrations that go along with the excellent words.
Well, I wish I had something to do with the illustrations. I do not have that artistic talent, but the company Ex Libris, who published the book for me, actually gave me samples of their people who did the artwork, and I thought it was wonderful. I sent them the picture. The box that's on the cover is actually in my house. I mean, it's an actual box. And I took that picture and gave it to him. But that's my only contribution to the illustrations.
Well, you looked at it and improved it, so you knew exactly what was going to resonate with parents and their children as they're reading Grandma's Magic Box. You can see that Magic Box, by the way, at the website nadinedunroman.com, and you can see it on the video that we're recording with this. If you go to thisweekinamerica.us, the videos tab at the top, you'll go to YouTube and you'll find the program that we're doing with Nadine and actually see some of the book and see the book cover, which we have featured there. Let's go back and talk about the book, because I mentioned kids ages 4 to 8. As an adult is reading this, you'll learn something as well. Talk about how you chose the locations and how that's really a great imaginary trip for children to take, isn't it, as they're reading the book?
Well, I hope so. And I hope they walk away from it wanting to learn more about those different locations, but also a desire to go see for themselves what it's like. So I really dearly hope that that's true for many children who will have the book read to them or read it for themselves. And how I pick the locations, most of them because they're places that I have been fortunate enough to visit. One that I actually have not visited is Egypt. And so that's the idea just appealed to me about Egypt. Sorry, I've never been there, but that's how that one was picked, just because, maybe because I wanted to be there.
Well,
but I've been in Alaska.
Yeah, I was going to say, you still have time to do Egypt, so that don't rule that out yet. That would be a nice trip. That's interesting that of all the places that that you talk about in the book, that's the one you haven't been to. You started to mention, talk about some of the places that you've visited and places that you've lived. I mentioned the 37 cities. You basically have lived all around the world, haven't you?
Yes, I have been, but my father was a Navy man, as I mentioned, and my first husband was a nuclear submariner in the Navy, and my second husband was a West Pointer who was in the Army briefly. So because of those three lifetimes I've had, I did travel a lot. Lived in Idaho Falls, Idaho. Lived in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Charleston, Coronado, California, Hawaii, and probably one of the most impressive places I've lived is I got to spend 6 months in Sasebo, Japan, when my father got ordered there. I took a semester off from college and joined them and had a fantastic, wonderful time. I'll tell you, one of the reasons that it was so enjoyable is I was almost the only female under 25 in Sasebo, Japan, living in the military places. So every ensign and JG that came through was mine.
Yeah, I would like those numbers if I'm looking at it from your perspective. That had to be. I'm surprised you left. Why did you end up leaving there? Make this a permanent home with that.
Well, my parents sent me home to an all-girls college, if you can imagine, after having all that wonderful time.
And then an all-girl boy. Talk about opposite ends there. That would be a stark contrast when you came back home. You know, in looking at the book, there's so many valuable lessons in there for children as well. There's so much there. You've got the adventure. You've got going to new different locations. You've got lessons as well. What do you hope children take away from the book as it's, as you mentioned, they're reading it themselves or having it read to them?
Take away the things like the environment. I think I mentioned that.
Yes.
When in their little area where they went off with their mother and they were picking up trash, and for it to dawn on them, wow, you know, we didn't think about it when we threw our, you know, McDonald's paper out
exactly.
the window. And that is awful. Yeah. And so, yes, things like that I was hoping to, you know, bring out present day, bring out what every child experiences and how they can put that to better use.
Nadine Thomas.
To think of another example.
Well, there's so many in there. It's such a well-written book, Grandma's Magic Box, based on true experiences she had in dealing with her grandchildren. Nadine Thomas, the author. Her website is Nadine Dunroman, DUNROMIN.com. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I mentioned that one of the best jobs you had was teaching this particular case, biology. But I get the impression you were probably an excellent teacher just the way you present material. It's really more in a discussion, conversational way, rather than, you know, a typical teacher telling kids something and take notes, I'm going to talk to you now. How much fun was that teaching and being able to make that connection with kids and continue that during the writing of the book?
Well, I loved it, and I was pleasantly surprised to love teaching because I actually was a pre-med major in college, planning on becoming a pediatrician, but then moving around and getting married, somehow my med school went out the window. But it was interesting that I found out that each state that I went to, I could get what they called a collegium certificate to teach for 1 year, and during that year, I could then pick up some educational studies and some educational units at local colleges. But since most of the time I was only in a place 1 year, I really never took an educational course. But I did. I love teaching. I taught in Virginia when I taught biology at an all-boys Catholic school, and it was wonderful. I loved every one of the 16-year-old boys I taught. They were fantastic, wonderful, polite, kind, gentle, yes, and they were funny.
It amused you as well. Yes, and this is really a continuation of that teaching gift that you have in the book, Grandma's Magic Box, written by Nadine Thomas, our guest on the program. Talk about the reaction of family with the book. This is it was very personal. This is something you did within the family, the grandchildren. Talk about the reaction when they actually picked up a copy of the book with this beautiful cover that's there and the magic box that you've talked about for so many years. What was the reaction of family when the book was actually published?
Oh, my goodness. They were so excited. Dylan and Ryan were just thrilled. You know, they said, we're in a book. In fact, I'll tell you something interesting. I had a few people that I asked to kind of edit and give me suggestions, and one of them said, well, you shouldn't use their real names. You know, that's not good. And I thought, oh, well, maybe he's right. But I called the children. Well, they weren't children when I was doing it. They were almost adults. And I said, do you mind if I use your name? I said, you've got to be kidding. If you used anyone else's, we'd be really upset. So I felt really good about that. I thought, yes, they should, you know, why not? You know, they were the ones I was thinking of while writing it.
Exactly.
So I was happy to be, yeah. It worked out fine.
What's it like? I know you've, one of the things you do with writing, of course, is you have opportunities to talk about the book. You've got book signings, things like that. Anything coming up, and how much fun is that to actually make contact with readers of the book?
Well, I really haven't had a lot of opportunities, and mostly my own fault. I've never been really a good salesperson. I've always been someone who might have said, you probably don't need this.
Yeah, no. I know exactly what you're talking about, yes.
But I did belong to a book club, a ladies book club, and showed them the book one time, and it was such fun. They really enjoyed it, and we laughed during the book club instead of discussing some psychological thriller like we usually do.
Oh, yes.
So that was kind of fun. And then I have sent it, of course, to friends all over the place. So my relatives in Germany actually loved it and asked me if I'd like them to translate it into German. I thought, well, that might be kind of fun. And it is going to be in Frankfurt, Germany, it's called a World Book Fair. And that should be interesting. And it's been in a book fair in California and in a book fair in New York.
It's amazing. Touching people with the magic box all around the world. And I know you've been working with Reader's Magnet on this project. A couple minutes left in the program. Talk about that experience. What's that been like? And I know you talked to a number of authors, and they say what you just said. I'm the creative person. You know, marketing, getting it out there, spreading the word is really not what I do best, but I've got people that do that. Talk about the experience with Reader's Magnet in getting the word out there.
Oh, Reader's Magnet, I've really enjoyed. I've been working with two ladies, Mia and Sophia, in California, and they've been absolute delights. They've encouraged me and suggested many things. They kind of wanted me to go to Frankfurt. I thought, I'm not sure I could make that, but they have been really, really, really wonderful. They've put it in, as I said, I think it was the one in California, and they sent me a review of someone. And if you read this review, you would think it was my very best friend. And the gentleman and I have never met, but he just wrote it, just like my very best friend would write it, you know, saying it was wonderful. And Amazon, actually, there were two reviews in Amazon, and both of them got 5 stars, and I was sort of excited. I thought, wow, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Well, the book is deserving of 5 stars. Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you. Oh, no, I was just going to mention that I got a call from a company that does the same thing I think Reader's Magnet does. They help authors get published, get advertisements, that kind of thing. And they've said that what they do is they take it to the movies and see if it could make a movie. And I thought, wow. I'm going to go to Hollywood. How exciting.
I can see that
I
can see this being an excellent movie. I just, it is such a very inspirational story as well as a great adventure and a learning experience for the children. And as I mentioned, the adults that are involved in the reading process as well, called by one review, the best children's book out there. And people who have read I'm certainly go along with that. You know, that trip to Frankfurt might not have been a bad idea because you could have stopped at Egypt or on the trip there or the return and got Egypt off the list as well. So you might want to reconsider next time when they're talking about going overseas for a book fair. Nadine, it has been so much fun having you on the program. Nadine Thomas, The book we're talking about, Grandma's Magic Box, of course, you'll find it at Amazon. You can link on directly to Nadine's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Her website is Nadine Dunroman, DUNROMIN.com. Very well laid out, easy to read, very informative, entertaining website, so you can go there and get all that information. And again, if that's too much, if you're traveling, can't remember all of that, just go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Nadine, a pleasure having you on the program. Congratulations on all the success, continued success in the future. Are you working on any other books, by the way?
Well, I'm thinking of my autobiography, and so I've kind of started it a little bit. It's opening with a fascinating story about my grandparents, so I can hardly wait to, you know, get it out there.
I would be anxious to read that, so we'll stay on touch and stay in touch on that. I mentioned all the places that you travel. What an autobiographical account this will be, so we look forward to that. Nadine, thank you so much for being with us on the program. It's been fun. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
It has been our pleasure, and once again, the book is Grandma's Magic Box, A Great Idea for Christmas, by the way, is what I was thinking, by Nadine Thomas. You'll find all the information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.